Welcome to the UUMA podcast channel. This is Jeanette Lollier, the UUMA Director of Operations. This winter, we're happy to share in this podcast form some of the ministry meditations that were created by our members in 2016 for the then UUMA Connect web project. These meditations are followed by music as found in Creative Commons. Attribution for both the music and the speakers can be found in the podcast description. We hope you enjoy these short podcast episodes and that they will bring some moments of reflection and pause this season. Today's meditation comes from longtime UUMA members Wendy Bartell and Lynn Gardner. Wendy and Lynn are currently co-ministers at the Unitarian Universalist Society of Schenectady, and the music which follows is entitled The Melody of Nature by Good B Music. Please be aware that the meditation uses a drum set as an auditory image. Those with auditory sensitivities may wish to lower the volume or fast forward to the ending music, which begins at about 3 minutes 50 seconds, or skip today's episode. Enjoy.
In a city far from here, or maybe in a town not so far away, there lived a minister, a busy, busy minister. Whether their day was filled with chaplaincy, community organizing, worship planning, committee meetings, fundraising, pastoral visits, staff supervision, writing, teaching, or wedding preparation for Saturday, it was getting harder and harder to hear the call of the Spirit. The very reason why the minister was here at all. It was hard to hear through the busyness, through the shoulds, through the to-do list, through the resentments. Recalling the wise words of a mentor, notice your resentments, the busy minister decided to interrupt the messages of more, of urgent, of do, do, do. They decided to pause. And so the minister consciously received the gift of a breath and exhaled into this very moment. There it was, the beat of their very own tender and tenacious heart, and the whisper of something deeper than any to-do list. Did the minister return to their busy schedule? That we cannot say. Yet we do know that throughout the day, the minister would find themselves with a small smile of gratitude for the life that called them and that they chose to answer again and again with yes. May it be so for each of us.